News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He's already stellar this morning, and we just got started. Mr. Rob Setter, a fabulous producer, taking good care of us this morning and making sure that everything is all set. With that, we welcome on the news line Jeffrey Rojahusky. He is the Sunbury Code Enforcement Officer. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thank you. You're welcome.
I do appreciate it. This is probably the first time I've interviewed a code enforcement officer from any community, but, you know, it's kind of way overdue because you folks have a really significant impact on the town and what people see and how the town progresses, you know, subtle things about helping people notice or maybe find out about maybe an infraction or a dilemma that they might not even know about, maybe an electrical dilemma or plumbing issue that might have cropped up that they don't know about. So give us an introduction to the Sunbury Code Enforcement Office. If folks aren't familiar with what you do, tell us about the mission and work of code enforcement these days.
Well, Tier, first off, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I do want to spread the mission. I want to spread it. I want everybody in Sunbury to know who we are and what we do. It is an important job. And like I said, people just don't know what we can and what we do do. We're located in City Hall, right on Market Street in Sunbury. I'm a retired correction officer, and I was hired as public safety supervisor. I oversee the code office here in Sunbury. We keep the public safe. I mean, you might think you see a guy driving around in a car, you know, writing tickets for grass. Now, we do that, but we wear so many hats, it's not funny. Just this past week, I had all the code officers out on the street. We inspected sidewalks for safety. We addressed 63 sidewalks within the city. Like I said, I had my guys and girls, we walked every single sidewalk. We addressed sidewalks. We addressed the shade trees in town just to make sure that the vehicles driving in our city are safe. Those trees, they'll be addressed. The sidewalks, we're giving property owners 365 days to address their sidewalks for safety. We just want them to know that the people that live in town need to be safer. Plus, property values rise. With safety, property values will rise. Again, we check for trash. We check for blight. We have an officer in the office that he does zoning. He does permits. He does home inspections. He makes sure that the people that rent in this town, that the owners of the houses, that their houses are safe and secure, that the renters, that their children, they're safe.
So you do all these inspections. Let's go all the way back to what you said was a citywide inspection. So that was basically a walk-by, a drive-by, sort of a clipboard thing from out in the sidewalk where you looked at the homes and the trees and the sidewalks and downspouts and those kinds of things. And then almost as a courtesy, just notified the homeowner that these are opportunities for improvements.
Well, I'll tell you, the notifications for sidewalks, they'll be going out after our city council meeting today. The city council, I'm going to present to them our findings. The notifications for the safety issues that we found will be going out to them. Like I said, we did every day our officers were on the streets. Every day we're out there. This week was different because, like I said, we were on foot, and I said we walked the map of Sunbury. I used a green marker, and every street that we covered, the entire map of Sunbury is now green on my desk. We covered everything. I wanted to make sure the things that we don't see, the calls that we don't receive from citizens, we saw those things this week. We found things that we've been driving past for probably years, and it's bad that we did it, but we're correcting it. We're on a better track. We're seeing things. Now we know where to look and what to see.
All right, and you also want to make sure that folks know that the code office is there for assistance. I know as a former individual used to rent, the code office does a fabulous job making sure that the rentals are in good shape. So that's great for the tenants. And, of course, it reduces liability and helps the property value for the landlord, though they may not always love the inspections, but it certainly helps everybody in the long run. But explain how this is an interactive code office. Now you have an open-door policy. You're out there to help as many people as you can.
That's without a doubt true. At least once a week, I have a renter come in and say, "Hey, Jeff, can you help me?" And always do it. My door, COVID, even during COVID, I'll go outside and I'll meet the citizens of Sunbury. They'll call, they'll knock on the front door, they'll come and say, "Hey, Jeff, can you help us address this issue at our rental, at our house?" I'll come out, I'll look at their pictures on their phones, I'll call their owners and say, "Hey, listen, I see this. You have to address this as soon as possible." And just Friday, I did one. An owner in the town of Sunbury actually took renters from a house that had problems and was moving them to another place until he could address their issues and then get them back to their apartment. I said, so it's not just trash and grass. I mean, we wear many hats. The guys and girls in the code office, they're awesome. I'm telling you, they really do. We care about this town. We do.
Well, tell me about the phrase "quality of life" means a different thing to you than it might to me. Explain how that factors into code enforcement.
Okay, quality of life. Before January 1st of this year, when there was an issue of blight in town, the code office would go to an owner, go to a renter, and say, "Hey, listen, the trash, the grass, you have to address it." They would send a warning by mail. They would send, 3 days later, they'd send a registered letter. They'd send a citation to the district magistrate. Well, city council, they got in front of it and came up with a quality of life ticket, which is it's an amazing tool. Instead of sending out notifications and sending out citations, the city council, they approved the quality of life ticket, and now we don't have to waste taxpayers' money by doing all the notifications. If I've been to a residence before that has a blight, a trash, an issue at their house, I don't have to warn and waste money. I leave the quality of life ticket and I say, "Hey, listen, the quality of life for your neighbors, you're impeding on their quality of life." I leave a ticket, they pay the ticket, and hopefully I don't have to go back again. So I save taxpayers money by penalizing the offending, the person with the trash, the person with the blight, the person with the grass that's 2 feet high. I don't have to go and warn. I don't have to spend $8 of taxpayer money to go to the magistrate. I don't have to pull an officer off the street for a day to go to a hearing at the magistrate's office. It's taken care of with the quality of life ticket. And the quality of life ticket, it covers all Sunbury City ordinances now. So I said it was a really good foresight from city council. I thank them. Walking into this situation was so great for me because I said they really were prepared, and I'm thankful for the quality of life tickets. They really help us do our jobs.
And you also get involved in helping people do some recycling. Now, we don't mean down at the transfer station with the, you know, glass, cardboard, and plastics and so on. Explain how you get involved in helping recycling.
Okay, with recycling, I'll tell you, with this week especially was helpful to us. With the walk around town, we see old TVs. They're almost impossible to get rid of. Today, when I first started here in Sunbury, I started March 1st. I started seeing TVs dumped on sidewalks, dumped over banks, and I thought, "Boy, that's terrible. How can we fix?" Well, legislation hasn't gotten it done. It's tough to get done. It's our transfer station here in Sunbury doesn't take them. The Lycoming transfer station does take them for free. So we can't collect them as a whole and as a city and take them there for free. They don't take that. So what we did was we found a place. Selins Grove actually did a recycling this past week. So we piggybacked Selins Grove. They allowed us to tell our citizens to take their televisions, take their recyclables over to Route 522 to their maintenance shed and take them over for free. So when we did our walk around, we saw TVs, we saw microwaves. We said, hey, listen, this weekend, get rid of your stuff because Monday we're coming back, which today we're coming back. We're going to check those properties. If they're still sitting on their sidewalks or on their porches or on the sides of their houses, we're going to use our quality of life tickets to make them get rid of them. Now, we have found TVs. We have found them dumped. The Lycoming landfill does take them. We've told them that the property, the owners, the renters, that you can take them there. Like I said, we can't take them. But now, recycling that we're going to be doing, the city of Sunbury, it's September 18th over at the skating rink. All electronics, all other than televisions, e-waste. If anybody has any in Sunbury, they can bring it over to the skating rink, and I'm going to publicize it more on our website. Anywhere I can get it out there, I'm going to put it out there that any e-waste that people have that they want to get rid of, they don't have to pay for it, but they can make a donation to the city. If it's $1, if it's $5, if they give the money to whoever's collecting it at our site at the skating rink, whatever money we come up with, that money is going to be divided. Now, I chose to divide it between the fire companies in Sunbury. So like I said, if we come up with $5 or $500, I want to donate that money to our fire companies to further their mission. Like I said, that program costs the city of Sunbury no money, but it'll be a way to help the firemen. I said, they're overworked. I know they're exhausted. So any money that we can come up with, I know it's going to be a good thing to help them, you know, in September.
All right. Well, we'll give you the last word. How do people get in touch with you?
I'll tell you my cell phone number, and I'll give it to you. My cell phone number at work, 570-259-0918. They can stop in at Market Street, 225 Market Street, and ask for Jeff. I am there anytime, and if I'm not, I can be there in 5 minutes.
All right, well, super. Well, thanks for doing what you can to try to improve the relationship. It sounds like you're, like you said in one of your emails, there's a lot going on, baby steps. So keep up the good work and keep in touch and let us, we'll check in with you from time to time and see how progress is going. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
That is Jeff Wojciechowski. He is Sunbury's code enforcement officer. Quality of life tickets is part of it, but recycling and some other actions he's trying to take to try to get the code office as interactive and helpful in the city as possible.